This is GQDN for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got free stuff on the Epic Game Store, Capcom news as well, and we got some Xbox/Microsoft stuff here too. But we will begin today with Ubisoft, because they closed the studio. And according to IGN.com, they just let go 105 people to depart the veteran Tom Clancy game, which was the studio Red Storm Entertainment. So basically, they closed down Red Storm Entertainment. That particular studio was founded in 1996 in North Carolina, and the team did work on some numerous Ghost Recon and Rainbow Six titles. And the team had developed several VR games. That includes the failed shooter X Defiant, and they were working on the now canceled free-to-play spinoff, The Division Heartland. Red Storm Entertainment is now downsized permanently. Okay, so I got backtracked there. Because the game development did now end at the studio. And I was wrong, because it will remain open. Because all they will do is the behind the scenes and technical work of the games. Because right now, Ubisoft has cut hundreds of staff and they closed numerous studios in the previous years. And 2026, already off to a brutal start. January, the company did cancel six games, including the Prince of Persia Sands of Time remake, and closed two Ubisoft studios completely. So will Red Storm actually close? We shall see. But that's not the only change that's coming. Now we go over to PlayStation. Oh, did I just say PlayStation? Sony will drop all of the PlayStation Network branding this year via GameSpot.com, because Sony did reportedly announce some plans to retire the PlayStation Network branding by September 2026. And that was according to some leaked emails that were sent to the developers. So here's what the email did say. Quote, reportedly, "We'd like to inform you that Sony Interactive Entertainment has strategically decided to phase out the terms PlayStation Network and PSN across our platform in order to properly capture the breadth of our evolving digital services," end quote. Now, that could be a sign that Sony is trying to get away from being seen as a company that just makes video games, which we all know that's not true, because they do make some of the best TVs and monitors out there. But the next-gen competition to Microsoft's Materia's Xbox PC platform, Project Helix, might have influenced it. But according to GameSpot, the only thing that Sony is doing is changing the names. For the quote, "The upcoming changes are purely visual and will not introduce any technical alterations to our offerings. To simply and unify branding in terms, PlayStation Network and PSN will be phased out across all SIE assets by September 2026. All features currently associated with PSN, including core network features such as friends, multiplayer, trophies, will remain ineffective and available to all or two players. You'll be notified ahead of changes coinciding with the technical requirements checklist TRC update in the fall of 2026. So that is Sony PlayStation. Wonder if it'd all be Sony. But PR Xbox, yeah, we're talking about you guys, did say that the Xbox new console features were built 2 weeks ago. Well, that's the new boss for you, Asha Sharma. And she went to social media just to reveal that the new console features will be, or were built 2 weeks ago. And she encouraged the fans to, quote, "keep the feedback coming." Okay, here's what she said. Quote, "2 weeks ago, we started working on some of the most requested Xbox features. Today, they are here. Keep the feedback coming," end quote. So this will be one of the things that could win some points with the Xbox fans. So if she did, let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter, and Blue Sky. How would you like to work for Xbox? Well, you better know some Japanese, because WindowsCentral.com did say that Xbox is not giving up on Japan, because they're hiring someone to their team. Now, Microsoft did win some support from the Japanese publishers, because they got Final Fantasy, Yakuza, Dragon Quest, Persona, and some other things as well. But there are some smaller indie titles that Japan does have that does skip the Xbox platform. So with that said, Microsoft is hiring a new ID at Xbox person. They'll be a regional lead, and they'll be focusing on supporting and onboarding independent and digital first Japanese games developers into the Xbox ecosystem. And then, yes, they did put up a post on the job description, and that's where the job listing does read like this. Quote, the ID at Xbox regional lead for Japan is accountable for the success of independent developers and publishers in Japan with Xbox. This role owns independent partners' relationships in the region and is responsible for driving the best outcomes for developers and for Xbox across partnership strategy, publishing best practices and platform evolution. This is a hands-on role. Japan requires deep local knowledge, strong language capability, and end-to-end partnership support. ID at Xbox regional leads operate with a high autonomy, making good judgment calls, and ensure Japanese partners experience Xbox as a reliable, thoughtful, and committed platform partner, end quote. So if you want to get hired, if you know video games. But now we got a financial report, because GamingBolt.com did say that Capcom's CEO was doing some talking, and with that financial report that is out, it did give us some of the behind-the-scenes plans. And that's where Kenzo Tsujimoto, which is the CEO, saying that PC is a viable avenue that could have growth thanks to its popularity as a platform for the gamers, because they did sell a lot of their games on PC. So here's what he said. Quote, I believe that PC will further establish itself as the world's leading game platform, which will serve to increase the value of PC market. Now the studio is also looking to expand the presence of the major franchises across other types of media, which would include Devil May Cry's Netflix debut. And a new Resident Evil film is already in the works. So how good does Capcom look? Well, they look pretty good, don't they? This might look pretty good too. If you are a fan of Game of Thrones, Fortnite will be including some of the characters via GameSpot.com. This could be coming tomorrow, because the characters Daenerys Targaryen, Jon Snow, and Night King are coming to Fortnite tomorrow as a part of the Fortnite Chapter 7 Season 2. So yes, they're coming. But that's not the only thing that's coming. If you got a PlayStation, there's a PlayStation Plus game that just returned to the catalog. And this game did disappear in November last year, but now it's back. It is Totally Reliable Delivery Service, and this is a multiplayer party game that is now getting 14 million downloads. The game went missing after it received the PlayStation 5 port, and they're saying up on PlayStationLifestyle.net that the PlayStation Store does glitch out when Sony updates a game's SKU. It'll cause the PlayStation Plus games to disappear from the service. But that could actually be better off, because now it's back with a big fanfare. But if you don't want that, maybe you can find something on the Epic Game Store. Polygon.com did say that the Electrician Simulator is free. If you play that game or want to play that game, you can make repairs, install sockets, and shop for supplies, along with some other things. But if you play World of Warships, the Epic Anniversary Tachibana Pack is available. And that is a top-tier Japanese destroyer, which is out for World of Warships as well. And all you have to do is log into the Epic Game Store to claim them. They will be free until Thursday, March 26th. So if you want some free stuff, you know where to go. Programming note. I have some personal stuff to take care of tomorrow, so don't be surprised if there is not a show tomorrow. And because of that personal stuff, there will be no show on Saturday. But we'll be back Monday, rest assured. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. I will see you soon. So until then, go play some video games, people.